The Splash. Splash. The stories making waves in the sports world. The Splash. Splash.
Cannonball coming.
The Splash, brought to you by Presidential Pools, Arizona's number one pool builder. See why at presidentialpools.com.
There's no other way to say it. Just a lousy performance to end a lousy series in New York for the D-backs as they fell to the Mets 11-1 at Citi Field. Mets roughed up Merrill Kelly for 7 runs in 5 innings, and once again, the D-backs' bats offered nothing in terms of offensive support, getting only 4 hits against New York pitching and posting a cosmetic run in the 8th to avoid a shutout. Kodai Senga baffled the D-backs again. He struck out 10, allowed just 2 hits over 6 scoreless innings. So the D-backs come home after a very weird...
Isn't that weird?
4-4 road trip, and they host the Cub!
The Cub!
For a 3-gamer starting tonight at Chase Field. Brandon Fott on the mound against Cubs lefty and Cy Young candidate Justin Steele. First pitch, 6:40. Pregame coverage starts at 6 on Arizona Sports on 98.7 and the Arizona Sports app.
Yeah, what a disgusting series in Queens, right? I mean, you talk about just kicking your fan base in the stomach.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, what a weird season this has been.
It's been so strange.
Yeah.
Again, the D-backs failed to take advantage of other teams in the wild card chase losing. The Reds got smoked by Detroit 8-2. The Marlins fell to the Brewers 4-2. And the Giants and Rockies were postponed in Denver. By virtue of that rainout, the Giants pick up a half game and are now tied with the D-backs and Reds for the 3rd wild card spot. Marlins just a half game back. Cincinnati starts a series in New York today against the Mets. San Francisco still in Colorado, and the Marlins return home to host the Braves this weekend. If nothing else, I mean, it's 4 very mediocre teams fighting for spots, but at least it's exciting.
It is exciting. You can make an argument that none of them really deserve it.
No.
But, and you and I talked about that yesterday. Yeah, whatever.
Cardinals injury report showed no changes on Thursday. LJ Collier, Josh Wood still out of practice. Kelvin Beachum, James Conner, Lucky Foto limited in practice. For the Giants, who provide the opposition this week, Andrew Thomas and Darren Waller returned to limited action. Waller, the tight end, did tell the media he expects to play Sunday in Glendale in what will be the Cardinals' home opener for 2023. Kickoff just after 2. You can hear all the action on Arizona Sports on 98.7 and the Arizona Sports app, beginning with extensive pregame coverage that gets underway at 8:30 a.m. At least they're not on the East Coast this week, so
yeah,
those pregame people could sleep in a couple more hours. Thursday night football. Last night, the Eagles used a punishing ground game to beat the Vikings on Thursday night football, 34-28. They moved to 2-0 on the season. Philly ran for 259 yards, including a career high 175 on 28 carries from DeAndre Swift. Minnesota, meanwhile, had 4 turnovers, and the Vikings are now 0-2. Jets quarterback Aaron Rodgers had surgery to repair his torn Achilles tendon apparently on Wednesday. Surgery was performed by Dr. Neil Elatrash in Los Angeles, the doctor who performed Kobe Bryant's Achilles surgery in 2013. Rodgers posted on social media afterward that the surgery went great and thanked the medical staff for starting him on the road to recovery, which will end in him rising again.
Of course.
Biblical.
Yes. And that's
that was our mistake, as we compared it to Batman. He's obviously comparing himself to
Jesus.
Yeah.
You're right. That is our mistake.
Give me 3 days.
Yeah. That's right.
I'm going to
give me 3 days. That's right.
College football weekend is almost here. 3rd straight home game for Kenny Dillingham's Arizona State Sun Devils, who host the Fresno State Bulldogs at Mountain America Stadium. Sun Devils come in 1-1. Fresno State 2-0. Close wins over Purdue and Eastern Washington to start the season. We found out yesterday the Sun Devils will be even more shorthanded on offense, in addition to numerous injuries on the offensive line. Both tight end Jalen Conyers and running back DeCarlos Brooks will miss Saturday's game, which kicks off at 7:30. Pregame coverage starts at 5 tomorrow on the Arizona Sports on 98.7 and the Arizona Sports app. Tim Healy, Jeff Van Rapport, Kevin Turner on the call. Meanwhile, the 1-1 Arizona Wildcats back at home in Tucson hosting UTEP at 8 o'clock at Arizona Stadium in what I shall be calling the Jacob Cowing Bowl.
That's right.
Going up against his former team. He's been very quiet the first 2 weeks of the season. NAU has its home opener at the Sky Dome in Flagstaff against Utah Tech. That's at 1 o'clock. And in the college top 25, one game last night, 22nd-ranked Miami beat up on Bethune-Cookman. Beat up both of them, Bethune and Cookman.
Wow.
48-7. The Hurricanes get another win. There is your splash for Friday, September 15th.